The term open source was coined 20 years ago this month by some software engineers who had the radical idea of allowing their code to be freely shared, copied, and modified by anyone else. They realized they could make more money by giving away their product instead of selling it, and selling the support services instead. The open source model is a growing part of the arts, and nowhere more than in music. Recordings make so little money that creators now offer them for free and make their money from live shows instead. But true open source means releasing the code. Trent Reznor's industrial rock band Nine Inch Nails was the first with a collection of the raw tracks or stems for their single The Hand That Feeds in 2005. Anyone could download, copy, and modify them into their own music and distribute the results. This is a way to acknowledge the new realities of file sharing and sampling culture. DJs were remixing songs anyway. Why not embrace it and make it easier for them? Radiohead took it a step further in 2007 with the release of In Rainbows, giving up on traditional marketplace economics and offering the album for whatever price the buyer wanted to pay. They also released the stems and even held a remix contest. I like how open source destroys the idea of a recording as a sacred, unchangeable object. It can now conceivably have the same effect as live music, impermanent, evolving, and belonging to the audience as much as the artist. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And you're listening to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey there, Mark.
Glad to be here, Fletcher.
And I'm really excited about this list. You always bring along interesting artists, but these are people who have embraced this open source idea, which means they're definitely forward thinkers and innovators.
Exactly. Yeah, these guys are on the cutting edge of things. We're going to be seeing a lot more of this.
Well, so let's start off what we're hearing right now and what you mentioned in the piece, Nine Inch Nails and The Hand That Feeds.
Yeah, this is a really interesting phenomenon. I think Trent Reznor put it out kind of as an experiment, just to see what people would do with this. So you can go to this website, which is still up. You can still download the stems, you know, which is the raw tracks of this album, and listen to, say, just the drums or just the vocals. People have been remixing this in really interesting ways. For instance, there's somebody that calls himself Hydroglyph, never heard of him or her, remixed this tune, called it Electric Feed. This is in a style called Psytrance.
So that remix there of the Nine Inch Nails tune. Let's move along to Duncan Sheik with White Limousine.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this person before, but I really enjoyed it when I latched onto this person. In a way, Duncan Sheik might encapsulate this the most because he's a devout Buddhist. So he believes in letting go, in the impermanence of life, right?
Yeah.
So he took this beautiful indie rock tune, White Limousine, and just put it out there. Like I said, okay, take all the tracks, do whatever you want with it. It's not mine anymore, it's yours. It is a really strong artistic statement, I think.
I guess they think it's what we want, a smooth and easy ride. The constellations of ceiling lights, Hennessy and Naugahyde. America, America, this is our.
You mentioned also maybe the most high-profile group to do this sort of thing, Radiohead, when they put out In Rainbows.
Right, yeah, that was a really cool thing when that happened. Boy, that's over 10 years ago now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But yeah, this tune I love, and yeah, they kind of knew that this was an interesting tune too. I think it's the perfect one to release the stems for, because every individual track is so amazingly beautiful. The first time I heard this tune, the opening with the tambourine in the left and the hi-hat cymbals, ride cymbals, I don't know what kind of cymbals, but they're cymbals, in the right. And they're the most striking percussion sounds I've ever heard. And now we can just download it and listen to those tracks on their own. I think Tom York's performance is really beautiful. I think my favorite, though, is the guitar work on this tune. Just absolutely gorgeous. So they should be rightfully proud of every single one of these tracks, and you could listen to every one as a piece on its own.
This is Radiohead with Reckoner. going from Radiohead there to a couple of guys who are always doing really interesting things, certainly separately, but when they get together, it's always really fascinating. David Byrne and Brian Eno.
Yeah, this album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, it came out in 1981. I'm sure I've talked about this one before because it's a mind blower, just earth shattering for the music establishment, because they were the first people to use sampling in an extended way. So every tune on this album has these really, really cool sound samples, you know, found objects in a way that were turned into these sculptures. And, you know, since it's David Byrne, it's also very, very funky. I just absolutely love this tune. This tune is called Help Me Somebody. It uses a sample of a New Orleans preacher that I think they just found and recorded from the radio. But it's really kind of apropos. They're using samples in this, and then now they're really embracing sampling culture by just saying, okay, here you go, take all the tracks. So they let them out to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the release.
An artist that you've mentioned once or twice here before, but who I'm still not that familiar with, Deadmau5.
Yeah. Okay, so you and I both are not in part of this dance culture.
Not
Deadmau5
not,
is
not
a
so much.
big electronic dance guy. I'll admit I don't really listen to this for enjoyment, but if I was in a dance club, I would absolutely love this because you can dance to it. This is a banger. This is a tune called Sophie Needs a Ladder. From an album called 4x4=12. It's actually pretty infectious. There's some really interesting rhythmic things going on in the intro where there's a 3-against-4 thing. The synth sounds are really manipulated beautifully. Again, this is a case of something where each individual track is beautiful on its own, and it'd be great to hear some like people taking some of the tracks and rapping over them maybe.
Sour patch kid, you and me, it's no mystery, no matter.
Then we'll close out with someone I'm happy to see here, but a little surprised to see here. I'm not exactly sure, considering this open source thing is a fairly new phenomenon. You've got David Bowie with Space Oddity.
Yeah, always forward thinking, right? He was always ahead of the game. So this tune, when it came out in 1969, was a mind blower. Space Oddity, about space travel and Major Tom. But yeah, the 40th anniversary of this tune, he again decided to be forward thinking and released the individual tracks. So just last night, I was listening to Rick Wakeman's solo Mellotron performance on this tune. So yeah, I encourage anybody to find it. Just Google Space Oddity Stems and you'll get to hear all the cool tracks.
Wow, I am headed there right now. Mark, thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. I got to scoot out the door and check that out.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition. 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Tin can.